This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The death toll from a Saudi-led coalition airstrike that hit a prison run by Yemen's Houthi rebels climbed to at least 82 detainees, the rebels and an aid group said Saturday. Ahmed Mahat, head of Doctors Without Borders, a charity mission in Yemen, told the Associated Press they counted at least 82 dead and more than 265 wounded in the airstrike. Internet access in the Arab world's poorest country, meanwhile, remained largely down as the coalition continued airstrikes on the capital of Sana'a and elsewhere. The airstrike in northern Sada'a province Friday was part of an intense air and ground offensive that marked an escalation in Yemen's years-long civil war. The conflict pits the internationally recognized government, aided by the Saudi-led coalition, against the Iranian-backed rebels. The escalation comes after the Houthis claimed a drone and missile attack that struck inside the United Arab Emirates capital earlier this week. It also comes as government forces, aided by UAE-backed troops and airstrikes from the coalition, have reclaimed the entire province of Shabwa from the Houthis and pressured them in the central province of Marib. U.S. Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken used Twitter to urge the warring parties to end the escalation of fighting and attacks across Yemen. Thich Nhat Hanh, the revered Zen Buddhist monk who helped spread the practice of mindfulness in the West and socially engaged Buddhism in the East, has died. He was 95. The death was confirmed by a monk in Vietnam who said that Nhat Hanh had died at midnight on Saturday. For more on these and other stories making international news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Fighting rages for a third day between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces in Syria after IS attacked a prison housing jihadists in violence that has claimed over 70 lives. Tongans say they are determined to rebuild their battered homeland in the wake of last week's devastating eruption and tsunami, as a massive cleanup continues in the Pacific Kingdom. Afghanistan's new Taliban authorities warn they have the right to crack down on dissent and jail protesters as concerns grow over the disappearance of two women activists. Sudan's second most powerful leader meets with Ethiopia's defense minister on a rare visit to Addis Ababa by an official from Khartoum, which comes amid border tensions. The U.S. Army confirms the presence of Russian mercenaries from the Wagner Group in Mali, which the African nation's government has denied, amid increasingly strained relations with the West. Scientists in France are keeping a close watch on a recently discovered subvariant of the Omicron version of the COVID-19 virus to determine how its emergence could affect future pandemic spread. And the COVID-19 pandemic took a deadly toll on adults in the United States for 2 years, while largely sparing children from the dire statistics. But the rapid spread of the Omicron variant led to record pediatric infections, and anti-vaccination misinformation is adding to the risk. More than 6 months after Haiti's president was assassinated by a hit squad of mercenaries, there have been a flurry of arrests of suspects in different countries, but the motive for the crime and its sponsors remain unknown. One day after shares of at-home fitness company Peloton tumbled in the U.S., Netflix finds itself on Wall Street's hot seat as markets reassess the diminishing growth prospects of so-called pandemic stocks. And also in the U.S., four monkeys being transported to a laboratory in the state of Florida escape when their truck crashes, triggering a search by police who warn the public not to approach the animals and definitely not to pet them. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News. It's